Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Lowe's Rewards or a Lowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Matt Day. A court has ruled that San Francisco-based Perplexity AI must stop letting people use its browser to make Amazon purchases on their behalf. So Matt, first of all, why does Amazon care if it's a real person or it's a bot that's making a purchase?
So the case Amazon would make is that they put a whole lot of effort into designing the shopping experience, right? If you're a Prime member, they know your history, they can recommend you products, and also importantly, they can show you ads along the way to your purchase. They can influence you. They cannot influence a bot. That's not a case they've made in court yet, but folks who are watching this closely think that that might be part of the rationale for why they want to stop this.
And what is Perplexity's side?
Perplexity says that because the users who use Perplexity's Comet browser, right, they hand over the keys to their Amazon Prime account to Perplexity. They do that willingly. They say that's sort of no different than if the user, you know, went and clicked on the website themselves on a desktop or mobile device, right? Amazon obviously has a different opinion, but Perplexity says it's about defending sort of an open web and users' rights to navigate as they please.
Is it really that much different if I hand something over to a browser that's going to find something for me versus me looking myself?
I think part of it is that we just don't know yet. Like, so much of the technology that allows AI applications to browse for us and taking humans entirely out of the loop, like that's all real new. I mean, this has not been widespread until the last couple of years here. So folks are looking at this court case as a test of just what those limits might be, right? Do you need the permission of the retailer, you know, for an agentic acting with my permission, say, to make a purchase or book a travel reservation, right? And we just don't know. So Amazon says it's fine print, says that's not okay right now, and for now the court is siding with them on a preliminary injunction.
Yeah, this feels like one of those testing the waters kind of situations.
Absolutely, the first and not the last. A lot of the stuff is real new. A lot of it doesn't fully work all the way yet. And you know, as you and I know, most purchases people make online are still good old fashioned human button clicking. But this seems to be where a lot of the investment is going.
Now, how much is Amazon using the AI to shape people's shopping experiences? Whether they encourage you to find something else, I mean. You know, you feel like you're only going to go on for 5 minutes and then 25 minutes later.
Oh, yeah. And part of that is Amazon's long history of using, AI and before that, machine learning technology to surface, what you might like, right? The book recommendation engine, that's something they've been doing and refining for years and years. And Amazon, of course, also wants to own a big chunk of this. They've got their own shopping bot that can go on other sites and buy for people, which is a notion that Perplexity raised in its court case. That there might be some hypocrisy on Amazon's behalf in trying to ban the bots on Amazon, even as they send their bots out into the world to do shopping for their own customers.
That sounds odd. And now this is a temporary order. When are we expected back in court?
So Perplexity doesn't have to stop for 7 days, which is essentially just a window for them to appeal. They've indicated to us they're likely to take that step. They say they're not going to stop fighting this. So expect a new filing from them within the week, I'd say.
How much of a blow is this for them?
It's unclear. Perplexity is really, really a hot startup. They're on the lips of the top AI experimenters right now. You know, they've got an AI browser and an AI sort of search alternative that people tend to like a good deal and gets a good bit of usage. But, you know, that said, they're still kind of in land grab mode. They're trying to amass users. So it's not clear to us exactly what portion of their business derives from, you know, the kind of shopping experiences like they're offering via Amazon here.
So speaking of amassing users, do we know how many people were using Comet?
We don't know. That hasn't showed up in the court filings that I've seen, at least no granular disclosure. But I think people sort of universally think this or some version of this is the future, right? You know, folks may continue to shop online on their own, but, you know, if these bots get good enough, there's a decent case to be made that people might turn to them for an increasing portion of their own spending.
I like shopping on my own, but I guess, you know, maybe have somebody else do it for me. You know, that could be a better experience. Matt, thanks very much for the time and the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Matt Day. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
When your day moves fast, between getting everyone out the door, meal prepping, and trying to find a small moment for yourself, the products you use should make things easier, not harder. That's where Ello comes in. Ello makes thoughtfully designed water bottles, tumblers, and glass food storage containers that fit right into your life, making hydration and storing meals easy, even on your busiest days. Visit elloproducts.com and use code TRYELLO20 for 20% off your first purchase. That's ELLOproducts.com, code TRYELLO20.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.